So if you search how to call Putin, you get a website. And it offers three phone numbers and a text. So I texted and asked what his favorite thing to eat. I'll just see if we get a response. Try this in real time. If they get a response, I'm going to ask him what his favorite architectural style of housing is.
Okay. I can already tell you.
So there you go.
Concrete block. Their housing tends to look a little prisontorial.
I've never heard that contracting term in my life.
I just invented it.
There you go.
Let's get to the calls. 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Brenda, first on the line, first on the air. Welcome. How may we help you?
Hi. I was talking to Jennifer earlier, and I was just telling her I love my walk-in shower. I had to get rid of the tub. The only problem I have is when I'm showering, the water goes onto the floor. It's draining properly. It's just that water hits the body. My floor seems to get wet, and I was just wondering if there was anything that one could be done about that.
No, Brenda. You to stop water from splashing outside the shower floor print, you would have to put a glass panel beside the shower head where you stand underneath the flowing water. There really isn't another good solution. The glass panel would be your best. And the other is, you know, just towels and floor mats on the floor where it tends to get wet. And hang them inside the shower to dry in between each shower would be about all I could recommend.
I like the way they're designing showers now when we're talking aging in place. And it's interesting how many new styles and designs that aging in place has brought us. But for an example, like a shower you would need to a wheelchair access, you obviously can't have a lip. So they design it to all be sloping backwards, and they waterproof it out further so that somebody in a wheelchair could easily roll in and out and, you know, not having that drain level with the rest of the building, but it's sunken in. So, you know, all that water would flow backwards. It's that doesn't apply or help her, but
no, they've come up with a lot of great innovations, pan drains, flush floor drains, all kind of exciting things. But it wouldn't stop the body splash outside of the footprint of the shower. And once you've splashed outside the footprint of the shower, you're back on flat ground. You know, they don't have that floor sloped outside of the footprint of the shower. So then it's just going to be there until you mop it up or stop it from getting there in the first place with a fixed glass panel. It can still be a doorless entry. It can still be a walk-in, but you'll just put one glass panel right there. Greatly reduce the amount of splash over.
Let's see how we can help Rod this morning. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Good morning, folks. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, as a side note, speaking of the shower thing, I know when I was down at Marriott Hotel, they have all their showers are, step in with sloping drains, and that's really a great way. One thing I suggest maybe for the previous caller, I'm wondering if their shower head, because I've seen the new ones now that are more like, the flowing water squares versus a different kind. I'm wondering, do you think maybe a different kind of shower head would help her situation? Do you think she'll always get the body splash?
It could help, but I think you're always going to get something. Even if you have a handheld shower that you can direct, directionally and even remove from the rest and use it as a hand sprayer, you're still going to get some splash off your body with any amount of water pressure at all. So I guess it depends on how particular you want to be about how much water ends up outside the shower pan footprint.
Correct.
But really, glass panel is going to be your best.
Sure. You're right. Glass panel is the best.
Yeah.
So, Rosie, my question is, my sister Rhonda says hi. She's moved to Vegas now, so She and you went to high school together.
Oh boy!
Want to say, you know, hi through her. So she's in Vegas working for a newspaper now.
Oh, cool.
So my question is, I have it's about 120 square foot shed separate from the house, and so I got two squirrels inhabiting it, and so I've tried to kick them out and clean up the nesting messes they've done, and so I've called around and tried to get help with eradicating the squirrels and, you know, moving to a new habitat, and had a gentleman from Tucson offer to come up for $600. How do you like that?
Oh, baby.
Ouch.
I do have a plan for you. I'm going to need to take a little break. I'm going to ask you to be patient. Hold on. And I'm going to come back. I think I've got your solution.
We can do a lot of things, but we can't stop the clock. If you'd like to jump online now, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And we'll be able to get to you right after we figure out how to relocate some squirrels out of Rod's shed.